Get through my morning every day. Every morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adelaide's Jody and Hazy on Nova.
It is so time for a chit-chat.
Let's go, girls.
YTG. Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, the girls. This is all stuff we talk about off air and we think, oh, you know, bugger it. Let's talk about it on air. Yeah. Abby from the newsroom, single this week or
yes.
Mingle?
I'm always single.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Producer Zoe over there.
Hi.
In your 20s.
Yes.
Very career-driven.
Mm.
Single this week?
Yes.
Back. Single. All right. Haven't passed anyone?
Anyway. No, I don't do that.
All right. What we do over our weekends is none of your business.
Or at staff weddings. It's no one's business.
Do you know his name yet?
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's right.
Moving on.
13, 24, 10.
No.
Did you pass Zoe at a wedding recently?
At a wedding. More specifically, Josh's wedding. Last week. And 13, 24, 10, is she a good kisser? Okay. Abby, you've got something for us this week. Go
I've
for it.
I've got something for you. So I was having a conversation with a few different friends and we were talking about doing things alone. And for me, I'm aggressively single. I have lived away from home. I went 5 years up in Queensland, so I was on my own for a lot of those, apart from when I had a boyfriend. But for me, I go and do things alone all the time. So I don't necessarily go out for dinner, but like I'll go out for lunch or I'll go to the movies or I don't know, whatever. I need to go to an event, I'll go on my own a lot.
Mm.
And I've got friends who just, it baffled them. They could not believe. They're like, I could never do that. I could never go somewhere on my own. Just, can't do it.
Mm.
So it got me thinking, if anyone out there, 13, 24, 10, do you do things alone? Do you go to the movies? Do you go and take yourself out for lunch?
Do you, like if you just say, I've seen you walk into functions by yourself, do you ever feel self-conscious doing that or are you just so
100%.
Used to it?
100%. I sit in the car for probably 10 minutes before that having a huge panic attack because I don't want to walk in there on my own.
Yeah,
but you have to.
Yeah.
But I will go, when I go and have lunch, if I go and I like sitting in cafes and working, I find it easier than sitting at home, also because I live with my parents, and mum and dad like to chat the whole time when I'm trying to work.
Yeah.
So for me, I'll have my laptop and I'll go and sit and I'll go and work usually, so maybe that's a little bit different. But I'm wondering what you guys do. Do you go and do things on your own?
Yeah, well, I guess not really. I've always got children.
Yeah.
Always got children in tow.
Yeah.
And if to just say, I have to go to an event now, like on Sunday morning, instead of asking a friend, I'll just take one of the big girls to an event. But, 13, 24, 10, what sort of stuff are you doing alone?
I'll tell you what I'm in absolute admiration of. Mm. The people who travel by themselves.
Mm. Oh,
see,
yeah.
There you go. And
it's about to be me.
Are you about to embark on a solo journey?
I'm about to go to Europe for a month by myself.
So scary.
That's
to
so
me.
Brave.
I'm terrified, but I am excited. Everyone says it's the best thing you can
do. It is, honestly. I did America on my own. I mean, I was in a Kentucky tour, but I didn't meet any of them.
Of course you were.
But I didn't meet any of them until I got to LA. I was on, it wasn't the Kentucky, it was whatever it was called, Top Deck. So we were the older ones who behaved a little bit more.
Sorry, definitely the more sophisticated.
But best thing I ever did was go to America on my own, and I'm still friends with those people who I met over there.
So in 2014, what do you do on your own? Garina, do you do stuff by yourself?
I used to. I wish I could now. I have 2-year-old twins, so it doesn't happen as much anymore. But I used to love going to the movies by myself. It was one of my best pastimes when I was in uni.
Did you feel self-conscious doing it, Karina, or you just didn't care?
No, I didn't care. I knew people looked at me funny. When you buy a movie ticket, generally you go with someone else. But there's no social pressures, and someone who having you talk to you while you're trying to watch a movie, it's like, bugger off.
See, that's a thing as well, Karina. Like, almost going with someone else, and particularly going with kids, if you're going to a movie because you're genuinely into the movie, it's a distraction having someone else, so you can just focus 100%. By yourself.
Yeah, and then, you know, as well, you can get a box of popcorn and no one's there to judge you if you eat the whole thing.
I know.
That's it as well.
And then I bet as well now with 2-year-old twins, you're like, oh, what I would give to go to the movies for a couple of hours.
I haven't been to the movies since they've been born, so that would be really nice.
No. Movies become a thing of the past once you have children.
Yeah.
They're on the telly and they get paused a lot.
Yeah. Let's go to Kayla. What do you do by yourself, Kayla?
Hey, so I actually do absolutely everything alone. Like, I know I shouldn't toot my own horn with that one, but I bring my uni work with me. I go out to a park. I go to the shops. I put on my headphones and I just try not to dance in public or sing in public, but no promises with that one.
Yeah. That's good. So if you see that lady just working away, absolutely shaking her hips at the park,
yeah,
that's probably Kayla.
And you feel comfortable,
yeah,
Kayla?
Sorry?
And you feel comfortable doing that?
I honestly couldn't care sometimes.
Yep.
I just, as long as I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, that's so good.
That's cool.
Aww, thank you. Let's go to Sarah. What are you doing by yourself, Sarah?
Oh, I'm going to the movies by myself.
Are you?
Can we ask though, Sarah, are you single or are you in a relationship?
Oh, I'm in a relationship, but I tend to go to the movies by myself so I can not only watch the movie by myself, but eat all the snacks.
So a lot of people just going to the movies for the food.
Yeah, I know, just to indulge.
Yeah, without being judged.
Hey, Sarah, so how's the conversation go with your partner? It's like, hey, I'm just off to the movies. You can't come?
No, I don't even offer.
Yeah, right.
Tell him.
Sarah's out the door. See ya.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
There you go. Oh, I haven't been to the movies by myself ever. In fact, I don't remember last time I've been to the movies, but... Oh. It just sort of feels, it makes sense though, because, I mean, who's even looking at you in the movie theatre? Everyone's looking at the screen.
I think a couple of times when I think back, I see sort of older people who go to the movies by themselves, which I think, oh, that's a bit nice.
And shout out to all the mums out there as well. Yeah. Remember when you used to be able to go to the toilet by yourself?
Yeah, that was fun. Weren't they good times?
And now your kids watch you and talk to you?
Yeah.
They're not distracted by anything.
Literally stand in front of you and go, Mum, I want a Vegemite sandwich. All right, well, can you give me 45 seconds?
Yeah. Like, no, give you 30.
Here's what you're waking up to, Adelaide.
New in the news today.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
What's in the news today?
Your post-snooze news.
Starting out with a horrific story from overseas, and I think everyone's been watching on with horror as this has unfolded, this story of these two brothers over in Mexico.
Yeah, this is really sad. So two Australian brothers, Callum and Jake, who were from Perth, they had gone to Mexico and met up with a friend of theirs, Carter, who was from the United States. They believe their bodies have now been found on Mexico's west coast. So essentially they were in Mexico, they were going on a surfing trip, they've come across three people who tried to steal their car. They've refused and it's turned deadly. So the parents of Callum and Jake are on their way and they've just touched down in Mexico to be able to speak to the local authorities. Three people are in custody and another body has been found. There was a property owner unrelated to the boys who had gone missing, and all their bodies were found together in a well in Mexico. So just really horrible. Obviously, you don't ever go overseas thinking that you're not going to come home, and it's a really, really tragic story.
What does that mean for tourism in Mexico? Because I know that they were on the outskirts and I know that the popular spots are safe, but when you go travelling around Mexico, it just feels so fraught with danger, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been to Mexico, but I did do America and I was with a group of people, so probably a lot safer.
Mm.
But we had two who left the group and went off on their own, and... Yeah, it was really, like, scary to think, well, you're on your own now. There's no one, like, you don't have a big group around you to protect you. So I know people do it all the time, and this is not obviously not something that occurs all the time, but still, really, yeah.
I was just reading a story in the paper about how there was a guy who was a mutual friend of all of them, and he actually had hand-drawn a map on a napkin when they were out for dinner and said, this is where you should go.
And here the guilt that you'd be feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Horrible.
Terrible story. And your heart goes out to that family who have made that long journey from Australia. Awful. Awful, awful. I guess we'll get confirmation today whether it is.
Yeah, they're saying that there's a lot of information that they can't make public yet, but they obviously need the parents to identify them too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's change tact for just a second. And Chris Hemsworth has flown out to the States for the Met Gala.
There you go.
The Met Gala. He's hosting it.
Oh, that would be that would be an interesting space, wouldn't it?
That would be a hard space, I reckon. He's hosting it alongside Jennifer Lopez, Zendaya. I always say that wrong.
Yeah, you do, but you nailed it that time.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Bad Bunny. Love Bad Bunny's work, do you?
Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
I'm not overly familiar with Bad Bunny's
Bad
work.
Bad Bunny's a musician.
Okay. Even what, are we talking hip hop?
I don't know.
Is it? Do you know Ad?
No.
Okay. Is it hip hop? Producer Zoe? Hip hop?
No. Who knows? All right, let's get a bit of Bad Bunny's work. in just a moment. And Anna Wintour as well. That would be a high-pressure gig at the New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. I always look at the Met Gala apps. I don't know about you, but I just think there are so many poor people and starving people in the world, and these celebrities spend millions on these outfits. I know it's a charity do, but it just really seems... I don't really get it.
Well, apparently that section of the Met Gala has to pay for itself, so that's why they put this on, to like the costume side of things.
So it's not even for charity.
It's to fund them. So last year they made $22 million, I'm pretty sure, like US dollars. So that's why it gets put on. And if you're invited, it means you're someone of culture and someone who's like of global culture.
Like Kanye West.
Yeah. Also, side note, Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican rapper.
Puerto Rican. Puerto.
Yeah, familiarity with Puerto Rican music there.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, there you go.
Good luck to Chris, though. He seems very, very down to earth and grounded, our Chris.
Yes, absolutely. Let's wrap it up with just a little bit of sports news. What about the Elizabeth Eagles in Div 6 of the Adelaide Footy League? My very goodness. If you haven't seen this story. Mm. This is a team that got spanked on the weekend by, I would say, would be up there with a record margin.
Mm-hmm.
516 points to nil they lost to the Fitzroy Lions.
No.
516 points. That's 82 goals and a whole heap of behinds, which would basically mean about 85 to 86 goals.
So
that's ridiculous. One bloke for Fitzroy kicked 29 goals.
And so they didn't even score a point?
They didn't score a point.
No.
Yes. Good luck being a forward in Elizabeth Eagles forward Lions.
Hazy, I reckon they might need your help.
Well, do you know what, Habs? I've always said that I'm a 100-point difference, so maybe they could lose by 416 points at best.
Really?
We're going to do something, though, potentially.
I know what it's like when you're playing sport back when you were younger and you're losing every week.
Oh, it sucks.
But losing by 500-and-something points and still rocking up, it's
demoralising.
How about their record so far as well? Round one, 347-7, lost. Round two, 265-11. Not too bad, still lost. Round three, 296-13.
Oh, dear.
And then it was round four on the weekend.
Oh, no.
The boys aren't travelling too well. And by the way, Elizabeth Eagles, proud heritage. I think that's where Mickey O'Loughlin was.
Yeah, right.
Johnny Platton.
Yeah.
A few other really prominent players from the North.
Okay.
They only just won the premiership, a few years ago?
Did they?
Yeah, there was a story on your network last night that I was listening to, and it was like how quickly things change, and it was only a few years ago that they'd won the premiership.
It changes massively, I've seen as well, in the Adelaide Footy League when you're jumping from different divisions.
Okay.
It can really drastically turn.
Yeah. Is there a chance they can get regraded? Is there anything lower than C?
I think there is a Div 7, isn't there?
I don't know.
No idea.
I'd say C. 6. Yeah.
I think at the minute, though, Elizabeth Eagles, the boys are losing in 20 trials.
Okay, if you work in the regrading section of the Adelaide Football League, you might want to look at dropping the Elizabeth Eagles down. I'm just saying.
It will be interesting to see what the Adelaide Footy League does because you can't have a team that loses by 500 points every week.
No. Unless well, that was main national headlines, hasn't it?
Unless they get some serious help. Ooh! Let's see what happens. Tell you what, Jodes, I could take the world's best cup of coffee in my mouth right now. Could you? Boy, that was sexual, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Sorry about that.
Where did that... Oh, my gosh. Where on earth did that come from?
Sorry, but the Sega Day Have a Latte, Stay for a No Cafe has a tendency to do that. Sometimes it merges into a nightclub.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you wake up, you're like, what am I here for? Who are you? Delicious coffee, though. It's going to open up very, very soon. Yesterday, a very interesting time in our house. We had to bribe Henry the day before to do all sorts of things. And what we did was promise him a new game on his Nintendo Switch.
Oh, right.
And he was like, I want to download this basketball game. And then I finally realised what it was. He's now playing NBA 2K24.
Oh.
So that's in the same league as like FIFA and some of these really iconic games.
Okay.
I started thinking, well, that's kind of cool. But also, what kind of generational addiction to gaming am I starting?
Mm.
Couldn't be as bad as a pastor over in Pennsylvania, though.
Oh.
A man of the church.
What's happened?
Who just got done for spending $40,000 of church money, mind you, on Candy Crush. So the big fella got done in total for $214,000 of miscellaneous church funds, which also included spending a heap of money on slot machines.
Yeah.
And also Mario Kart. Yeah, sure. Why not? I used to get addicted to Mario Kart as well. What about when you get a star and you're like this? and I'm invincible here for a second.
Oh, yeah. And your shoulders start going?
Yeah. And then you start steering with your head as well and getting right into it. And you don't need to put that much effort into it.
No.
Candy Crush, though, is dangerous. Mm. Like, I know people at different workplaces who are genuinely addicted to this thing. And it's a pretty simple game as well, isn't it? Just like sort of matching up different looking bits of candy. That's all it is.
I've never played in my life, I have to say. Well, but yeah, I do know people who adore it and live for it.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about back in the day or even now? Do you play games at all?
No, not really. I'm not really a game player.
Yeah.
You'd be weirdly enough. But back in the day, I used to get into Frogger.
Of course you did. Here goes, Jodes. That's you just getting squashed on the road.
I know.
From Frogger.
What about playing a game? What about playing a game where if you take a wrong step, you get squashed by a car?
Yeah. Standard.
It's pretty actually morbid for those frogs, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. That was your childhood game. And then sort of mid-20s, you played the same game on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Crossing the street from one pub to the other. I remember playing that. Real life Frogger. Crossing the road over from the Havelock every Saturday night.
In your defence, that's four lanes. So it can be tricky to navigate after 68 beers.
I used to play a thing called Doodle Jump.
What?
Anyone else played Doodle Jump before? How good's Doodle Jump, by the way? Top score, 102,000. Whatever. And would you believe, and I'm a little bit embarrassed by this, like the name suggests, it is actually a small doodle jumping around.
What?
Yes, it is. It is. Is it not? Look it up. It's a small little doodle that jumps around.
What?
Hence its name, Doodle Jump.
Doodle Jump. I'm just Googling it. Oh, that's not a doodle.
Yes, it is.
It's not a doodle.
Oh, my gosh. My life's a lie. I'll believe what I want to believe.
Now, that's a joke.
That was a joke.
That's a joke.
A joke. That's a terrible joke.
And I would say 70% of it is because of newsreader Abby and her excellence in this field. That is the Monday Morning Joke.
No, it wasn't always this way, was it?
No, no, no.
She was quite dreadful in her delivery early on.
100%.
I blame you guys.
Why? Yeah.
You just decided, let's just be mean to her and just pretend she's not funny.
Yeah.
Well, and and what was born with that was you being genuinely funny.
Yeah. So you're welcome. You're welcome for our bullying.
Yes.
So fun.
One joke each. Let's really give us a crack. Do you mind if I kick us off this week, ladies?
Sure thing.
Okay. I feel like you might be able to connect with this one, particularly you, Abs. What's the difference between your boyfriend and a condom?
Oh, here we go.
No.
Well, condoms have evolved. They're not so thick and insensitive anymore.
Am I right? Oh! It's not bad.
Sorry, lads.
Okay.
Sorry, lads.
All right, okay.
Jess, what do you got?
All right. An elephant walked up to a man on a nudist beach, and I presume it was Maslin's, and asked, "How do you eat with that?" And the nude man was Andrew Hayes. I mean, who knew?
That was good.
You can't pick up anything with it.
I'm just wondering, were you two born on a highway?
No.
Oh, that's interesting, because that's where most accidents happen.
That's why.
I get it.
That's why she's the queen of the joke-off.
I love that your face, you're like, what? No, I don't think so.
I mean, I'll check with Colleen, but
kind of makes sense.
I thought it was Canberra Memorial Hospital, but yet here we are.
Oh, top that.
Hey, does anyone else get anxious when they walk into a party or into a room full of people?
Yes.
Yes, good.
Isn't that normal?
I'm so pleased to hear that. So I had a, yes, I'm just going to say it, I had a 50th birthday.
Oh.
50th. That's where you're at.
I'm in 50th territory, you guys.
Yeah, wow.
That's okay.
Well, early night though, at least.
Yeah. Get up at 6 a.m. the next day and, you know, go for your walk and get your washing done.
Shut up.
Or maybe not.
Anyway. So it was at the beautiful Sidewood Winery.
Oh, that is nice.
And so it was a girl's
Sidewood Estate, but anyway.
Okay, mate. Anyway, so it's all girls and I walk in and there's obviously, we were the last to get there, so there were a few different groups established. So I walk in, see the birthday girl, Vicky, happy birthday. And then I walk over to a separate group because I spotted a couple of old friends. And when I say old friends, like We're talking decades old friendships here.
Well, clearly you're at a 50th.
That's a great call, Abs. That's a very, very strong point from user at Abs.
Sorry, continue.
Anyway, so I walk over to this group and I'm like, Bronnie, give her a hug. And then I see Andrea, who lives interstate, and it was all very exciting. And then I turned to someone who I didn't recognise and I went, hi, I'm Jodie.
Oh, no.
And she turned around and she goes, hi, I'm Anna. Anna Gillespie? I've been friends with Anna for 25 years.
Oh, no, it started. We knew it was going to start. First, it's the memory loss, Abs.
Yes. And you know what you should be doing? You need to do Wordle or crosswords. It's really good for memory retention.
Then it's the dicky hip.
And the rest of the group are like, what are you? And then Andrea said to me, she said, oh, the minute that you didn't recognise her, I thought this is going to go bad. And it did. In my defence, I've never seen Anna with her hair out and it was light and it was curly. I've never seen, and I haven't seen a video. Okay, shut up.
There's
everyone.
No way to talk you out of it. I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm a terrible human being. But I have to say that wasn't the only case of mistaken identity on the weekend, because I jumped in an Uber to go home and the guy was George. I get George regularly. I don't know how the Uber lottery works, but I always get George, and George is going, how's work going, Jodie? And I said, yeah, it's really good, thanks. I'm really enjoying it. My co-host is a dream, da da da. And he goes, yeah, I'm really enjoying Jodie and Husey.
What's going on? Jodes, let's talk about your beautiful little pet rat. Sorry, I meant dog. Sorry, I got the wrong word there.
You apologise. I know that you're grieving over the loss of your dog from about 6 months ago. However, it doesn't entitle you to berate my dog and put poor little Sydney the toy cavoodle down.
Okay, sorry, Sid. Sorry, Sid. Here. Let me pat you on the face. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Get out of here, you aggressive little
Sid
rat.
Sid is the most passive, beautiful dog. In fact, if I were to criticise her at all, it's for being far too needy.
Oh, okay. Yes.
She just follows me around the house.
That's what you get with toy cavoodles, though, isn't it?
I know. They 100%. Just want attention all the time. She got attention last week. In fact, she was in so much trouble because we touched on this. She helped herself to a whole entire long block of Easter chocolate that one of the girls had left lying around.
How
not
very
smart.
Indulgent of Sid.
And we all came home from school and worked collectively to find vomit in every patch available in the home, from the kitchen to the lounge room to the couch to not one, not two, but three different beds. So we had to clean all the linen. Sid was very unwell.
Well, it's Sid just on the spew circuit.
Mm.
There you go.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a spew circuit.
Neither did I.
But if there was a dog on it, it was Sid. So Sid got banished outside and no longer is allowed to sleep in any of our beds.
Yeah.
There's been some serious repercussions for Sid.
Wow, there you go. The aftermath is just heavy.
And I thought, surely little Sid isn't the only one to get into mischief when mum and dad aren't home.
Yeah.
Surely not. Mm. 13, 24, 10. Can we do this morning? What did your animal get into? Doesn't have to be a dog. Could be anything.
Could be absolutely anything. You did mention my unfortunate dog who's passed away just a few months ago, little Indiana. She got into a packet of Tim Tams one time.
Did you?
And she's a small dog as well. So she had about 6 or 7 Tim Tams. And when we came home, there was just a random Tim Tam on the couch. I'm like, what's going on here? Someone broken in and eaten some Tim Tams.
Yeah.
And she was sort of sitting next to it, and you put the Tim Tam up to her nose and genuinely almost ran off in a different direction.
Oh, really?
But also, Jodes, I grew up on the farm.
Yeah.
So the dogs there, and they were proper sheepdogs.
Yep.
And sometimes the dog was going, you say hello to them, they give this big lick in the face, and all of a sudden, it'd feel like you wouldn't be able to get the smell off for days.
Oh.
Because straight away you'd go, oh, you've been into a dead sheep.
Yeah.
Been feasting on a dead sheep down the other side of a pad, come home and just pash me.
Hey, just as a side note, did you like ride an emu to school when you
Yeah, do you know what I used to do? I used to work 15 miles to school each and every day. And sometimes I'd have to step on the cow paddies just to keep the feet warm.
Why were you walking when there was a perfectly good emu in the paddock that you could have driven to school?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to tame some of these emus, though.
Do you ever get to school and look around and go, oh, my God, there's no one here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because no one lives in this town.
Yeah, that's right. Are you making fun of the fact that I went to a school with 16 people in it with no one in the year above? Yeah. The closest boy was 2 years below. Maybe that explains some social awkwardness. Who knows?
Did you have a teacher, or was that just like one of the rams that taught you?
Self-taught. Self-taught Beckham Primary School. What a beautiful. It doesn't exist as well, by the way.
Oh, wow.
It's a myth.
God. Did everyone just die? What happened?
Oh, I'm not really sure. Just sort of phased out. Got to the stage where not enough people were attending. Anyway, I was starting to veer off in a different direction.
Oh, yeah.
My sore little childhood. 13, 24, 10. What did your animal get into?
Let's get back on track, shall we?
Oh, get out of my face there, Sid. 13, 24, 10. What did your pet get into?
Let's go to Kat. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did your pet get into there, Kat?
My husband went deer hunting one day and caught himself a deer and brought the skin home and decided that it was a good idea to cover it in salt to let it dry out. But he left it on the floor in the shed where we live and failed to let the dog out, and he decided that it was a good idea to lick all the salt off the deer skin.
What was the aftermath of that?
Oh.
He kindly jumped up on my bed and, vomited absolutely everywhere. And he was quite sick for a while, but he won't go near a deer skin and he doesn't like salt.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to be careful with those salted deer skins, don't you, Andrew?
I'd be off the deer skin too.
Yeah, so off it. Thank you so much, Kat. Brett, what did your dog get into?
Good morning. So I had a Rottweiler named Sid Mark. And
there, isn't it?
That's
Skitty.
And we had an in-ground swimming pool with a $3,000 solar blanket on it. So we went out one day and came home and she ripped the solar blanket off the pool and chewed it up.
Oh, jeez.
Skid marks.
Stop it. Yeah. Every single time. So how do you handle yourself in a situation like that, Brett? And what exactly do you do?
Oh, well, I was only a kid, but Dad kicked her in the gut.
Well, do you know what all we'll say is that it was a different time back then.
Yes,
it
certainly
was a different
time. That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely don't endorse that.
We don't do that these days.
No, thank you, Brett.
And may wherever Skidmark is listening to us from in doggy heaven,
yep,
may Skidmark continue to rip up solar panels up in heaven.
Exactly. So let's go to Keely. Good morning, Keely.
Good morning.
What did your dog get into, please?
He got into our air conditioning unit and ate all the wiring. So now we have no air conditioner or heater.
Oh, no.
Good on him. The family suffers through the upcoming winter.
Yes. And how expensive will that be to fix?
The quote we've gotten at the moment is around $14,000.
Wow. Oh, my God. What sort of dog is it and what's its name?
He's an American Staffy Cross Kelpie and his name is Carlton.
Carlton is in so much trouble.
Wow.
Does Carlton sleep outside now?
No, he still gets to sleep in our room.
Of course he does. God. How did the conversation go with Carlton after he chewed through your air conditioning?
It wasn't a happy one. My husband definitely wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But, because the air conditioner just turned off randomly one day during the heat wave.
Oh, no.
And then we went outside and saw he'd eaten all the wiring behind the unit.
Yeah, wow. Carlton's actually lucky he didn't electrocute himself.
I know! Good point. Thank you, Keely. Kayla, what did your dog get into? Oh, yuck. I've just seen yuck.
hi. It was actually my friend's dog. I've been in Darwin and they've got a little sausage dog named Winston. And he got into a cane toad, which are highly toxic. Yeah.
Cane toads are so gross.
Okay. Is Winston still with us?
He's still alive. So I actually walked around with him over my shoulder like a baby for 3 hours, making him vomit all over me. He was like foaming at now. He was very unwell. But after that 3 hours, he was starting to walk again in circles. But he's alive. And he gets into cane toads a lot, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? Because they're easy target. Cane toads are everywhere. They're not very athletic. Mm. And I dare say that this little sausage dog isn't quite athletic as well. So he's like, here's a free meal.
I haven't seen dedication to a sausage dog like that since newsreader Abby basically carried it. Was it Tank or Tori around when she did a disc in her back? His back.
Tank.
Wouldn't Tank smash a cane toad or two if you got an opportunity?
Do you know what they used to do? When I lived in Cairns, they'd walk up to their water bowl and, like, the cane toad would be in there and flicking its foot out swimming, and Tank would, like, go, oh, what's that, and walk off.
Yeah, right.
Tori's the one that kills birds. I got home the other day and there was a bird dead in our patio area.
Oh,
no.
She's got the taste of blood now.
Oh, she does.
If you're a bird and you get caught by Tori, the sausage dog, you need to have a good hard look.
Be better.
What are you doing?
Be better. Oh, dear. Let's take one more, shall we? Ali, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, people?
Good. We're very good. Okay.
That's good.
What's your pet get into?
Yeah, look, Wadu, I came home from work one night and my boyfriend's ran out and said, be really quiet, be really quiet. Wadu's eaten some of the special biscuits.
Oh, of course.
And I was like, oh dear. And Wadu was pretty sleepy to start off with for a few hours. And then he got the zoomies and started just racing around the farmhouse. And he'd run around the corner and he'd hear him slide around on the wooden floors and bang against the cupboard, and then you'd hear him doo-doop, 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 and fly back around the corner. And he did that for a while, and he was a pretty cool dog after that. He just thought,
there you go. Just really changed his whole perspective on everything.
He did, yeah. He was a pretty cool dog anyway.
Yep. Wadu.
Wadu was so chilled.
I mean, he did have a cool name anyway, so he had to live up to that.
Yeah there you go.
Did Wadu get the munchies?
Well, he did. He liked his eating. And on a by note, Wadu was actually an Aboriginal name for a wombat. So they sort of eat other things, don't they, if you know what I mean? Yeah. If you've heard that joke. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Ali, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you so much, Ali.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
You too.
I feel like that if I was a dog, I would want to live in Ali's household.
Yeah, me too.
Every day sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounds fun. And also, on a side note, Wadu smashed some Doritos.
Didn't he?
Smash them.
So hungry, man. I'm so hungry. Okay, Wadu, what have you been doing? Just had a cookie. Oh, my gosh, not again. Good morning to everybody, and good morning to those who did well in their tips this weekend, because it was a bit of a mixed bag, hard to predict.
Well, you sort of normally only bring this up when you've done well, so go on then.
Yeah, I'm kind of 50-50 based on the weekend. So I tipped the Swans. I think a lot of people tipped GWS in the SA Derby, but I got that one. But then I would have thought that most people would have tipped the Bulldogs over Hawthorn. Hawthorn won that one.
Yeah, right.
It can be confusing.
Okay, anyway, so how many did you get?
I also tipped Port as well.
So how many did you get?
I think I only got four.
Oh, okay. Geez, we took the long route to get there, but
that was
the end result.
Hey, check out all the tips, supercoachtips.com.au. Selections are coming up in the advertiser for the next round coming up on Thursday. In terms of local footy, Jodes, who did you tip between the Fitzroy Lions and the Elizabeth Eagles in Div 6?
Oh, I went the Fitzroy Lions, just given the pattern for the Elizabeth Eagles over the last couple
of weeks. Did you? Because I tipped the Eagles.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought they were very much due for a win.
Yeah, right.
Round one, 347-7. They lost. Round two, 265-11. They lost. Round three, 296-13. They lost. I thought, here we go. The boys are on a winner here. Instead, they went down 516 to zip.
It's 82 goals to nothing.
82 goals.
So can you imagine being the goal umpire up the
Oh, gosh. Imagine getting tendonitis in your shoulder from making the goal signal that much in one outing.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the other goal umpire who's bored.
No, he fell asleep. That's what I was thinking as well. Imagine being a forward for the Elizabeth Eagles.
Yeah, oh, God.
Or being a defender for the Fitzroy Lions.
Jesus.
I remember back in the day we had, it might have been 2000, 2008, maybe 2009, we had a game against Norwood where we flogged them. And it was a bloke by the name of Dan Havelberg, very good friend of mine, one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Yep.
He kicked 14. And it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
By the end of the game, I was very, very good mates with the forward for Norwood because I was playing in defence.
Yeah, right.
That's how slow it
was. So you just got chatty.
Can't imagine what it was like for the Elizabeth Eagles. There you go.
Did you say to him at that point, do you know one day I might end up on Nova? And he was like, oh, you're a peanut.
No, you know, I did try. I'm saying, I said to him, I still have aspirations to make it to the AFL.
Oh, he laughed.
Oh, gosh, we laughed. We laughed.